now call the meeting to order. We may make it through the business meeting, maybe. I have been in the ministry since May 11th, 1999, whatever this year is. You would let you do the math. Every church position I've ever been in, the pastor is not, according to the bylaws, is not allowed to be the moderator of the business meeting. So Ben was so excited that one of the first in my ministry would occur at Vine Street, and that is to moderate a business meeting. So y'all bear with me. Let's pray. Father, we come before you just thanking you for the opportunity to worship tonight and the opportunity to carry out the business of your church. Father, we pray that Christ would prevail, that we would be people of the cross, even everything that is said and done tonight. And we ask your blessings upon this time. In Jesus' name we pray. So I will call the meeting to order, and we do, I didn't think we had minutes, but we do have minutes, so I'm going to ask Diane if she will come and give the reading of the minutes there. Let me grab this.
The last meeting was held March 11th. The regular business meeting of Vine Street Baptist Church was called to order by Ben Dockery, moderator. The minutes from the last meeting stand as read. Financial report, Joe Gross gave out the February report. We had a beginning balance of $12,171.45 and an ending balance of $12,441.36, which was a gain of about $270. Since we had only four Christmas families this year, we had extra money, so $240 was transferred to the Lottie Moon Fund, and the other $240 was given to the Benevolence Fund. The Christmas Family Fund is not clear. Maybe that's now clear. Community Ministries. Betty Jeffries reported that she had gone to the Spring Meadows Board meeting and that there were 20 boys there at the present time. Betty said that one boy is elected major for the month and comes to the board meetings that Betty attends. The ladies' Sunday school class is working on a list of items that we can donate to Spring Meadows. There's always a need there. A state committee met and they're working on a clock tower with bells and our chimes. An estimate will also include a ramp at the back door. They will get back to the church later. Old business, the new printer is installed and working. New business. Pat Meek asked the opinion of how to cover the cost of food for the different groups coming in from out of town on mission trips and using our church while they're here. There was no motion, just need suggestions. Johan Kim asked the church to see if we could support his Vision 6020 Music Festival by paying for an ad. This would be out of the church capital fund. Motion to pay for the ad was seconded and carried. Other new business, Nathan Singh requested membership at Vine Street Baptist, and motion was made to accept him as a member. Motion carried. Motion was made to adjourn the business meeting. Motion seconded and carried. Respectfully submitted, Brenda Waters. And then there was a special called meeting on April the 15th. The meeting was called to order by Ben Dockery, moderator. House and Grounds Pat Meek reported that we had volunteers from Jefferson Street Baptist Church to strip our floors if we could get all the supplies needed to do the job. This is Jefferson Street's way of paying back the community for helping them. Pat has investigated the things needed, such as stripper pads, mops, mop heads, etc. There is no way to really pinpoint an actual amount since we don't have all of the facts as yet. The cost would be somewhere between the lowest amount of $20 and most amount of 50. A motion was made to go ahead and have the floor stripped. Motion was seconded and carried.
Do we have a motion to accept the minutes as read? Oh, we do have corrections. Okay. Any others? Okay. Not the board. board, the auxiliary? Mayor, okay. The board, she attends the auxiliary and not the board meeting, the auxiliary meeting. And he was elected mayor and not major. Is that, I think it was what we had. Yes. Anything else? Okay. Is there a motion to accept him as corrected? All right. The financial report. Joe is not here to give. Does anybody want to take that bear on? We got money in the bank. We'll put it that way. And we have more than we had last month. Yeah, I've looked at this. I'll be honest with you. I will make this. I will make this comment because Ben asked me to make this comment later, but I think it's pertinent now because my eyes look at it and I just can't let it go. Okay, so the tornado relief where it says $0, Ben wanted me to make sure that y'all knew that that has been given out now, and it went to the Indiana Baptist Disaster Relief so that it goes directly to those directly affected by the Henryville and Indiana churches. Okay, so he got the money there. The check's been cut, and all that's been taken care of. So, since we really didn't read them, I don't know that we needed a motion to. Do we have a motion to skip the reading of the financial? Do we have that? We'll put that off until next time. $770. It's good. We're going to defer the financials. We're commenting on our own. You don't have to record this. I feel like I need to go take Joe out to eat or something after looking at this, and just to appreciate how he does that. And Lori as well, I mean, putting all this together. Committee reports. Pat, do you have anything from House and Grounds?
Lori cut a check based on the amount of the invoice when I called and ordered all the things we needed. It was around $550. I gave her the receipt after they delivered the materials, so I can't remember the exact amount. $542.35. I knew it was right close to $550. We have had a delay in the volunteers. The group of men that Larry Middleton was expecting to come and work on it have a nighttime paying job right now. So, of course, we can't expect them to come and volunteer during the day while they're working, getting paid to work at night. So he's either working to see how long this job is going to last. He thought it was not going to be, it was a temporary job. Or else he's looking to see about getting another crew who can come and handle the machines. So I just talked to him Wednesday, and he's still working on getting that for us.
Thank you, Pat. Community Ministries, I know Ms. Betty said she had some.
The meeting at Sunrise Spring Meadows is not held in the summertime, so I won't be going there in September. I did just attend a meeting. This mayor that they elect, that's a monthly thing. They elect one boy to be the mayor. He has to be a boy who is obeying the rules and regulations. If they get in trouble, they're not going to continue to do that. As the mayor, he has a little bit of input into things that go on in there, and it seems to really boost the boy who is elected. Our project for now is this mile of pennies. You've seen the jug back there on the table. There's no time limit on it. We can take as long as it takes, and it's 84,480 pennies to make a mile end to end. That's $844.80. So when you have some pennies, just drop them in the jug. And I thought that that was something children could participate in. They usually have pennies, and we might could help them with that.
Thank you, Betty. Are there any other reports from any other committees that we need to address? Okay, old business. Ben's got a few things here. Well, really one, I've already talked about the tornado relief stuff. Background checks, he wanted me to just make sure y'all know that Kathy has begun the process and should be kind of continuing to doing that. So it's in the works and it's being, you know, currently being worked on now. So are there any other items of old business that we miss or that you can remember from? Okay. New business. First up, we have Chandler. You want to come down here?
Bringing a motion to purchase a new computer for image magnification for $655.06. $655.06 from tech support, I guess. He's a second, and then we can discuss it and vote on it. Right. Discussion. We have been using a little laptop, but it is just simply not powerful enough to effectively drive the videos. I do everything I can to make sure that you don't see the problems, but worship on Sunday morning is not a pleasurable experience week after week after week because I'm back there trying to hold everything together with Band-Aids and bubble gum. So the program that we use is called MediaShout. We've been using them for years. They had a minimum recommendation computer on their website. I talked to Dell. This is a Dell Optiplex 390. It's a little bit more powerful than what MediaShout has on their website. But in talking to the Dell rep, this is a better computer. It'll last a lot longer, uses better parts. And so we should see a very good, significant longevity out of this. We won't have to replace it nearly as soon as we would the one that's recommended by MediaShout. So that's the recommendation. For anybody who wants to know what will happen to the laptop, we thought about going ahead and replacing it with the secretary station downstairs. The secretary station downstairs is still usable for its current purposes. This laptop up here, it was donated by Pat. She never took a tax write-off or anything for it, so it still, in most respects, is hers. And she's going to let me and Mickey continue to use it, kind of donated it to us because it's already falling apart. There's keys that are coming off, and the hard drive is going to have to be cleaned and wiped and all that stuff like that. So at the time that Vine Street does actually get a regular secretary, we might come back to you at some point and ask for a computer for the secretary station. But right now, what's down there, just will continue to chug along like it is. Are there any other questions about this? We come out of our capital funds, yes, which is the purpose of our, a lot of the source of that particular money is our Kroger cards. We just went through another round of reminding everybody to use those and stuff like that. So capital campaign fund account balance might be negative for a little bit, but our next check from Kroger should be coming in relatively soon. To rebuild that account. there's no other questions, we'll let the moderator take a vote.
All those, and is there any other discussion? Okay. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. And the ayes have it. The next item of new business is membership. We have two couples, two units to vote on. The first is Adam and Sarah Rice will be joining us by letter, as well as Ben and Carrie Stubblefield. Many of you know Ben and Carrie. Does everybody know kind of the situation going on there? If not, I don't want to rehash it. Ben and Carrie, Ben's a priest here. He's led us in worship a few times. His wife Carrie has attended as well. He pastors over in Indiana, but it's not a Southern Baptist church. And he and his wife are desiring to go with the IMB, the International Mission Board, as missionaries, and therefore they have to be a member of a Southern Baptist church. So they will be coming on Sunday night. They're not obviously not here tonight because of this. They'll be attending with us on Sunday night. He'll still continue to pastor in Indiana. I believe Ben has talked with the deacons about this, and everybody kind of understands what's going on. So do I have a motion to accept Adam and Sarah Rice and Ben and Carrie Stubblefield? Second? Discussion? I'll get you the names. Oh, I got you now. All those in favor? All opposed? And the ayes have it. Ben has a motion, and I guess this is coming directly from the deacons. He didn't explain this to me, he just says I have a motion. concerning Johan and Mia. Many of you know Johan and Mia with the 60-20 vision. Johan will be traveling quite a bit for this. And here's the motion. During travel, they will receive payment in 2012, and the church will assume the payment for guest music leaders. Okay? I'll read that again. During travel, Johan and Mia will receive payment in 2012, and the church will assume the payment for guest music leaders. There's the motion. Do we have a second? Okay, discussion. Let me try to explain a little bit. I'm only on the tail end of the discussion, so I'll do the best I can. You can, please do, because we've talked about a little bit in the staff meeting, but not, I wouldn't say any great extent.
Y'all can correct me if I go too long or out of bounds, but anytime Johan has traveled for Vision 60 2020 or any of his stuff, we've allowed, he's pretty much paid the substitute out of his own pocket. We thought that as our way of supporting Vision 60 2020 and his new ministry that he's starting up, is that the church could go ahead and let him go and travel on a limited basis without a lot of hoopla, and we would pay ourselves, the church would pay for the substitute person. That way, we're not necessarily coming up with a new budget item to support a ministry. We're not coming up, he's not having to pay, because he pays taxes, of course, on what we pay him, and then he's paying out of pocket those expenses for the substitute. So this way, again, it would be Vine Street's way of supporting Vision 60 2020 to allow him to still be a staff person here, to not dock him for pay for being gone more than what is typically allowed, a couple Sundays a year kind of a thing, because he will be. And we just, the deacons decided we'll just finish out this year with this. We'll see how it goes. If it becomes problematic or if it becomes too expensive because he's gone so much, of course we can address that for the 2013 budget year. But for right now, we just felt that this was our best way to support Johan's and the Kins with the Vision 60 2020.
Questions? Okay. I guess we vote. All those in favor, aye. Opposed, no. And the ayes have it. One last piece of business. It concerns the Southern Baptist Convention happening in New Orleans this June. The church can elect up to 10 messengers, and we have, I know, four that are available. There's Ben will be there, Nathan will be there, Ben Stubblefield, whom we just voted in, will be there, and then there's potential that I may get to go as well. And if I'm not going, Adam Rice may be going. So we'll have four potential messengers. That's the motion to commission four messengers for the SBC. Do I have a second? Discussion? And we vote. I have, to be honest with you, I don't know of any big major... Fred Luter would be the first African American president of the Southern Baptist Convention. He hasn't been elected yet, but he's been nominated. Oh, that's right. I should have known that. It's not name change. Yeah, identity. The motion on that there was a committee, a task force put together by the SBC to study. About the name change of the Southern Baptist Convention, because we're not typically Southern anymore. The result that they came up with, and Nathan, jump in here if I'm getting this wrong, but the result that they came up with is that Southern Baptist Convention, in many ways, is not necessarily a brand name, but people know us. But we want to clearly define who we are as Southern Baptists, so they have suggested the Great Commission Baptist, right? But we're still known as the Southern Baptist Convention. That's the only other big item of business that I am aware of at the SBC. Now, I'm sure our good friend Wally Drake will have some type of comedy of errors at the mic and making motions on the floor, but really I don't think there's anything big this year. He's yes on both, so I'm not sure where I stand on the name change. I'm just kidding. I love Fred Luter, so I'm... that's exactly right. Yeah, and identity... Yeah, I think that's the language that's used. Identity work. So, we want to be known as Great Commission Baptists. In years past, there's been more exciting business. I don't think this will be a highly attended SBC. I mean, I haven't heard projections. Usually, they're already projecting numbers. But anyway... So, any other discussion? Four messengers from four. We can send up to 10, but we're sending four, and then if I can't go or Adam can't go, we'll actually be sending three, but we're sending four. Y'all want to go to New Orleans? Yeah. If I go, I'm hitting Cafe Du Monde, I'm just telling you. I've always wanted their coffee. I bet. All right, all those in favor, aye. Opposed, no. Any other items of new business? Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Second? Do we have to vote on that? We don't vote on that. We're done. I don't know about that. We made it through it. We'll say that. Oh, man.